at Baumgartner's.
What you need, when you need it, at Baumgartner's.
Need some extra cash? Want another reason to hang out at gun shops, bait shops, and other sporting goods stores? Then Northwest Iowa Outdoors has an opportunity for you. We are currently seeking ad salesmen for the region's number one entertainment multimedia outlet. Ads will appear on the internet at northwestiowaoutdoors.com, in a quarterly print publication placed in over 80 locations around the four-state region, and during the highly popular Outdoors with John radio show. Pay us based on a straight commission. Contact Drew at 712-898-8987 today if you're interested in joining the Northwest Iowa Outdoors team.
The survival of the fittest. And besides, it's fun.
Outdoors with John is on the air. This is the Hunting, Camping, and Fishing Show, presented by Northwest Iowa Outdoors, the region's number one outdoor entertainment multimedia outlet. Live from the KSCJ studios in Sioux City, the phone lines are wide open. Call 239-2101 right now with your questions or comments.
Good morning, everybody. The show is brought to us by the City of Kingsley, Small Town Sportsman in Kingsley, Dirt Road Design and Screen Printing in Kingsley, The Shooting Shop in Anthon, Iowa, the Fireside Steakhouse and Lounge in Anthon, the Plymouth County Conservation Board, Skyline Lodge in Perrault Falls, Ontario, Iowa Great Lakes Outdoors in Milford, Iowa, Stan's Bait Shop in Milford, Oak Hill Marina in Arnold's Park, Iowa, and Midwestern Land and Auction in Mapleton, Iowa. Well, we got two shows left, and we're going to give away the brand new Heritage Rough Rider single action 22 revolver. Call in, share a story with us, take part in the show here. We will continue our trivia challenge. Those that call in and can get a trivia question right, we'll get them entered in for the drawing. But we're going to draw for the at random for the Heritage Rough Rider revolver, and a second drawing will be for a brick of 22 long rifle ammo, and a third drawing will be for a custom duck call made by J&R's Custom Woodworking in Bronson, Iowa. And today we got Dangerous Critters, so we'll give you two animals, and you'll have to or critters, and you'll have to identify which one has killed more humans on an average per year than the other. I don't have much of a fishing report. Kind of the lakes are kind of freezing over, thawing over, freezing, and they're just having a hard time getting out on them. The only thing I've heard was over on the Raccoon River over there by Audubon, Iowa, or Auburn, rather, not Audubon, that's way far away, but Auburn, they're catching a few catfish along that stretch of the river there north of Auburn, and that's the only thing I've heard. And we got Don on the line already this morning. Good morning, Don.
Hey, John. Geez, you were talking about the question I have.
Oh, okay, great.
Any hot spot fishing places around?
No. The only thing I've heard about is the Raccoon River there north of Auburn, Iowa.
Yeah, okay.
And they're catching a few catfish there, they say. But otherwise, everything's just been pretty slow. People aren't getting out a lot because the lakes and ponds are kind of freezing over and then freezing.
I kind of wondered if we'll get a nice day over the marina, Storm Lake. That's usually always good.
Yeah, but I guess there hasn't been a lot of people been getting out on it. So.
Yeah, well, if we get a day in the 50s, I might try it.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's usually good this time of year for the crappies.
Well, yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking.
Yeah, and I know before, like 2 weeks ago before this strange pattern that we had of the ice forming and disappearing, they were picking up some over there at Storm Lake. They were, I think most of them are using minnows on a bobber, fishing them, down about 3 or 4 feet.
Yeah, that was my next question. Better off fishing them 3-4 feet or a little deeper?
It seemed like about 3 or 4 feet is where they were at, but obviously they'll drop down a little bit deeper as the water temperatures cool off.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, hey, thanks, Don.
Well, yeah, if I go, I'll keep you posted next week.
You bet. I'd appreciate it.
All right. See ya.
Yeah. Goodbye. Good morning, Travis.
How are you?
Hey, pretty good. Ooh, this is Travis from Ohio, isn't it?
Yep.
But not from Ohio anymore, but you're never going to outlive that. You'll always be Travis from Ohio here.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going on this morning?
Nothing much. We did get a new Lionel Pennsylvania flyer yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How's that working out for you?
Really good.
Awesome. You been out getting any fishing done?
Well, we were wondering if they put any trout in Bacon Creek yet.
Yeah, they were supposed to have a couple weeks ago, but the weather was too cold, and they didn't think that they would make the trip, so they canceled it. They canceled it like the day of supposed to be stocking it. And I don't know when the next scheduled one is. I think it's when the ice gets safe enough is when they're going to do it again, but I don't know when that exactly is. So I guess the short answer to your question is no, not yet this fall. But they will do it.
I know.
And I guess it's a lot of fun. I've never gone over there and caught them, but I guess it's a lot of fun when they do it. And I guess, I don't know, people catch them up. It takes, you know, a couple, 3 months after they stock them, you know, they're still catching them. And I know Nebraska does it over at Crystal Cove, too. They'll put stock trout in that one, but I'm not sure when they do that and what the ramifications are for non-residents, what their license requirements are for Nebraska. So anyway, hey, thanks for checking in, Travis, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. Let's see. Like I say, the fishing report, pretty much a nothing going on there. This Tuesday, up at Hillview Recreation Area, they were going to have their Dutch Ovens and Winter Decor evening, and that's from 6 to 9 p.m. this Tuesday. And people are going to create and decorate a one-of-a-kind wreath and learn how to cook a meal in a Dutch oven. And it's for, I think they limit it to 20 projects or 20 spaces per person. But even if the classes are full, you know, they won't turn anybody down. You might not be able to take part in making the wreath or have enough stuff to make your own Dutch oven dinner while you're there. But you can always take part in it and help somebody else or just enjoy watching the other people with the Dutch oven cooking. I know they did that. They had that event out there last Saturday, and they had a huge crowd. I mean, there was all kinds of people showed up for that to watch people make the different dishes in the Dutch oven. And also, Saturday, January 18th, they have Becoming an Outdoors Family Winter Fun Day out there. And they have different activities set up around the park. So they have stuff age appropriate for every member of the family. So it's a good time. They do ask for a $5 pre-registration, and you need to call Victoria at 712-947-4270 to sign up for that event. And the world's famous snow scamper is coming up February 1st. That's a Saturday up at Hillview. And where they got people come from all over for that. It's a 5K. You can run, jog, use snowshoes. I know that one year they were running through knee-deep snow in through the timber, but it's a pretty challenging 5K. And they have a fun day planned after the race, too. So I think the race starts usually at like 10 in the morning and usually by noon. I mean, if I went and did that, I'd be pulling in probably about 6 p.m. when everybody's kind of wrapping up and going home, but they wouldn't even notice that I finished. But they got people as far away as Wisconsin will come to that event. So, and the phone number here, 239-2101, we're still waiting for our first contestant on Name the Dangerous Animal. Earlier this... Well, last week it was. They had that California shooting where the loser killed, the murderer had killed two people and injured three others. And the media is going nuts on what they're calling a ghost gun. He used a ghost gun, which they've been selling those for a long time. And all they are is they're like a kit. And I know they sell AR lowers, which is a controlled item for the firearm, and 80% of the machining will be done on it. So when you get it, it's only 80% done. You have to finish the machining on it. And the way the ATF has the laws written on firearm sales, if it's 80% complete, it's not sold as a firearm. It's just sold as basically a block of steel. Well, they sell kits to finish the kit, which you strap around your AR lower that's not done yet. And then with just simple hand tools, you can finish these. you know, you can finish drilling out the holes you need to drill out and then using a file to make the cuts that you need to make. And they also make those kits available, or there's 80% guns available on the frame of a 1911 auto pistol, which is what the murderer used last week. And, you know, people are kind of, you know, and the media's talking about how evil these ghost guns are, you know, because they can be bought online or at gun shows. And really, it doesn't matter where you buy them. A lot of them sell them online, and they're not subject to background checks at all. And because they do not have serial numbers on them, it makes them untrackable by the police, which most of your firearms in the United States anyway are untrackable by the police. Well, maybe I'll talk more about that here in a little bit. Let's go right to the phone to Jason. Good morning, Jason.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, pretty good. You want a couple critters here? You can tell us which one is more dangerous?
Oh, sure. Let's go for it.
Okay. Well, what do we got here, Scott? Let's go with mosquitoes or crocodiles?
Oh, definitely mosquitoes.
Yeah, definitely mosquitoes. Mosquitoes are actually the number one killer of humans in the world. And they estimate that somewhere around, and these numbers are pretty, depending on what website you go to, what numbers you're going to get, but generally it's somewhere around 725,000 people a year are killed directly by mosquitoes. And that's a scary number.
It's on up there, yeah.
Malaria, I think, is the biggest one. And then, I don't know, here in the United States, well, I mean, actually in Nebraska, I think they had somebody die from West Nile earlier this summer. You know,
wow.
which you'd think that in the United States, we wouldn't be dying from bug bites, would you?
No, you wouldn't think so, but it happens, I guess.
It does. Well, anyway, Jason, hey, thanks for calling in. Hang on the line. Scott will get some information from you if he hasn't already done so.
Alrighty.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
But anyway, when people, as far as guns being untrackable or untraceable by the police, the only paperwork or whatever is kept on the sale of new guns. You go to a gun dealer and you're going to buy a new, you know, rifle, handgun, shotgun, whatever you're going to buy, you're going to fill out the federal form 4473 is what they call it, and then you're going to put your pertinent information on that, and then that record actually just stays with that gun dealer as long as the gun dealer's in business. And the way the police can track these then is what they'll do is if they find the firearm at the scene, they'll take the make and call that manufacturer and say, hey, where did you sell guns such and such? You know, they'll give them the serial number. Well, the manufacturer will tell them what wholesaler they sent it to, and then the wholesaler will tell you what dealer it was sent to. Well, from that point, the local dealer will tell them who they sold it to, but then where that gun went after that is anybody's guess. And what they'll do is, like, somebody goes back into another gun shop and they trade the gun in, well, they'll still make them fill out the form 4473 when they're buying a used gun. Because if you're a dealer, you have to abide by all these laws. I mean, a gun dealer, like crack dealers and, you know, those kind of people, they obviously don't obey any of these kind of laws. But anyway, once that gun has been through two or three hands, there's no way you can track it. I mean, you're not just going to randomly, the police aren't just going to randomly go to a local gun shop and say, hey, have you sold this gun and this serial number and the certain, you know, and it's just, there's no way. I mean, keeping track of these on the local dealerships is just a joke, you know. But anyway, but these ghost guns, they don't have serial numbers on them. There's no way of ever tracking them from the manufacturer on. Big controversy on whether or not these should be allowed or legal, along with the controversy on whether or not, you know, all guns should be registered so that they'll be able to track them all back to a crime scene, which I'm sure your murderers, thugs, gangsters, crack dealers, all those people are just going to jump at the chance to register their firearms, I'm sure. But anyway, we're way past due for the break. When we come back, hopefully we'll have somebody else on the line that'll take a shot at a dangerous animals. We've got a whole list of them here, Scott.
Yeah, some of them more deadly than others, and some of them kind of surprising.
Very surprising.
All right, we'll be right back. 1360 94.9 KSCJ.
My name is Ashley Craig. I was born with a chronic condition that causes severe pain and inflammation, and I am one of thousands of Americans who rely on the drug Humira. At first, I had to pay $753 a month. As a small business owner, that was really tough. It was more than my car payment, business insurance, and food bill, but I was in such pain, I just sucked it up. Now the drug is about $5,000 a month. There was no way I could afford this drug. It's not right for them to charge this much for medicine.
Now there's a bipartisan plan in the Senate to stop price gouging. Our Senator Chuck Grassley is leading the way. He wrote a bill that would lower drug costs. It's supported by President Trump and Democrats in Congress. We need Senator Joni Ernst to support the bill and stand up for patients, not drug companies. Go to fightpharma.org/Senate and tell her to co-sponsor the Grassley bill. That's fightpharma.org/Senate. Paid for by Patients for Affordable Drugs Now.
Satellite Central is proud to be the local entertainment expert of Sioux City for 21 years and counting. At Satellite Central, we understand how important it is to get TV that works as hard as you. Come visit us today, and we'll help you make the most of your entertainment with Dish. We'll give you personal demos and teach you all the tips and tricks to make entertainment easy. Let us help you find the best solution for you and your family. In-person service with a handshake and a smile every time. Call 712-293-DISH or visit Satellite Central today for a hands-on demonstration of the Hopper DVR. Enjoy total voice control with our voice remote, plus built-in apps like Netflix, YouTube, and more.
Satellite Central, 1711 Hamilton Boulevard, or call 293-DISH. That's 293-0500. Netflix streaming membership required. Voice remote requires internet-connected Hopper. Restrictions apply.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the well, we're back. We got Travis on the line. Is this the same Travis as before, Scott? Or good morning.
Yep.
Hey, you going to give it a shot on the trivia, Travis?
Yeah, I was going to say the saltwater crocodile or the
alligator?
One fly. I don't know the name of the fly, but it starts with a TF.
The tsetse fly?
Yeah.
Okay, which one do you think is more deadly to humans?
Saltwater crocodile.
No, the tsetse fly kills about 10,000 every year. It gives the people a disease that's called the sleeping sickness disease. And crocodiles kill about 1,000 a year. Kind of crazy.
That's a big difference.
Yep, pretty crazy. You'd be worried more about a fly than a crocodile. Depends on whether or not you're swimming at the time. Anyway, hey, stay on the line, Travis, and Scott will get your information, and we'll get you entered in for the drawing again. Hello? Oh, all right. Hey, well, one story, I guess we've had stories in the past where people have gotten, you know, killed by different critters. And I think last week or 2 weeks ago, we talked about the Arkansas deer hunter that got killed by the deer he shot, where he thought, he thought the deer was dead and then approached it. And the deer, of course, decided to get up and skewered him with his antlers. And the guy later died in the hospital. Other than that guy in Arkansas, car crashes with deer kill about 130 people a year, which is, that's kind of a staggering amount, the number of people that end up getting killed by deer crashes with deer. Last week we talked about the squirrel that had the plague in the California campground that actually killed a young boy. The boy came in contact with a squirrel and then, of course, contacted the plague himself and ended up dying. And rats have been kind of given a bum rap on as far as spreading the plague and disease. And I know rats, they'll carry the plague, but the plague transfers from the rat to, like, humans, where they have major outbreaks of the plague through fleas. You know, the fleas will bite the rat and then come and bite the human, and then boom, there you go. But, and I couldn't, out of all these these critters, I couldn't find any statistics on people dying from rats. But we do know that there's 18 people a year are killed by kangaroos.
Now that seems low to me.
It does.
Yeah.
Well, the only place there's kangaroos, I mean, other than the eccentric pet keeper here in the United States, would be in Australia. And I don't know, maybe they know better than to keep away from those things. Because, well, they can kick. I mean, they can disembowel a human pretty easily with a single kick.
Well, I think most of the deaths from kangaroos are from cars hitting them.
Probably. Yeah. Same way with the deer here, mm-hmm. you know, getting whacked. And one that I found was interesting is black widow spiders. There's only like 6.5 people a year pass away from a black widow spider bite and then also a brown recluse. But the media, when somebody gets bit by one, the media just, you know, blows this. It's like, oh, my God, this is a huge epidemic. You know, like half the state of Iowa all died from spiders getting bit yesterday or something, you know, which is kind of strange. I guess, you know, that's okay unless you're one of the 6.5 that gets whacked by the spider. But I know they used to have black widow bites were a lot more prevalent back when people used outhouses because they liked the dark areas and underneath the seat of the outhouse was a pretty good place for spiders to build their webs. So you'd go out there and you'd plunk yourself down to do your business and the spider would come over and, hello, Johnny, you know. But anyway, and some of these other ones I found fascinating. For instance, like snakes worldwide, you find the number anywhere from 50,000 to 100,000 deaths a year. But yet when you look at the deaths by rattlesnakes, which we have here in the United States, it's only 5.5. That means there is a ton of people over in Africa and South America and stuff getting whacked by them. And, you know, these centipedes, there's an average of one person a year dies from a centipede bite.
How does that happen?
I do not know. That one was, I found that one pretty scary.
All right, here's one I don't understand. Crocodiles kill 1,000 people, but alligators less than one.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you're going to find the alligators only here in the United States. You know, the crocodiles, obviously, you're only going to find them in... the crocodiles, you're only going to find them right, basically in Africa. I think that's the only place that they live.
I think you're right about that, yeah.
And I don't know, maybe those people over there, it's like, I don't know, maybe there's more crocodiles or people are just a lot more, I don't know, willing to cross the river full of alligators or less apt to cross the river full of alligators than crocodiles. Hippopotamuses, 3,000 people a year are whacked by them. That one, to me, is pretty surprising. The most surprising one I found on the list was 25,000 people a year are killed by dogs. And out of that, there's 305 are the pit bulls. So kind of wondering, 305 pit bulls, 25,000 total dogs. Is there really more dangerous breeds out there than the pit bull then maybe?
Oh,
because I know here in Sioux City, they waged war on pit bulls there for a while. Now they've eased it up. I think they passed it where you can have pit bulls in Sioux City again now.
I don't know how that went.
As opposed to the people that were having pit bulls in Sioux City anyway.
Yeah.
I don't think the city had too good a job of sending out the pit bull cops to find all these people. So let's see.
Well, we're almost out of time here, yeah.
Freshwater snails. 10,000 people a year die from freshwater snails. They pass on a disease which causes flu-like symptoms, blood vomits, and leg paralysis, and then eventually kills them.
Wow.
That sounds like fun.
All right, well, we'll be back next week, 1360 94.9 KSCJ.
Well, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
CBS News Update. The Thanksgiving Weather Watch is on.